Welcome everybody to another episode of the TBMP. This is your host coming at you guys, Mo. And we're actually going to do our first episode of 2024. But for this episode, we're actually going to recap our top five of 2023. But before we get started, I'm going to introduce our other host coming at you guys. And we got Ryan.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
And we got Young Rub.
We're back at it again, guys. What's up, y'all?
Yes, sir. So without further ado, we're going to get into this week as far as news. For me, I'm in charge of games, so I actually got some gaming news this week. We got Prince of Persia coming out. Kind of excited for that one. I saw some gameplay on it. Looks okay. Not really what I'm used to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been out for, it's been in the talks for a while. So another one that's on my radar for this coming up year, we got Ark 2. So this is a sequel to the first one. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but they got dinosaurs.
I've actually never heard of RPG. Give me a little rundown.
Yeah. So it's a open world MMO RPG game, and basically you start off like a caveman. You just a stick in your and a hand. Your hands and a spear, and they put you on an island. You've got a bunch of servers that you can join, and then there's just people that just you know walking around doing. You know, survival stuff. You know, you fight dinosaurs. They got everything, every dinosaur you can think of. They got all these different animals and stuff. Really cool game. Kind of hard to get into at the beginning just because everybody's pretty much, you know, OP. They already have all their forts and all these, like, you know, customization stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people compare it to GTA Online, but prehistoric times. Kind of, you know, like that.
Okay.
But the second one is coming out. They did a trailer with the... Vin Diesel. I don't know if you saw the trailer for Ark 2.
Yeah.
But
what is looks he, pretty he, graphically. He like looks pretty the main voice or the main character?
It looks like he's going to be the main character. He plays himself. Okay. And yeah, so looks pretty crazy. And yeah, as far as gaming news, that's pretty much all I got for the gaming. I do have one anime news. Jujutsu Kaisen's best animator joins the One Piece team. So that's a little hey for me. I'm a One Piece fan. So
it's over.
We'll I do have a comment on your Prince of Persia. So you said it was coming out. Now, as far as I know, it's already been released since this
week. Yes. Oh,
no. I did see an article on IGN that gave it an 8 out of 10. So.
Oh, okay.
I probably still want to play it, though.
That's a high grade.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so. And then I'm a fan of the last Prince of Persia. So I don't know if I'll play this one because this one's more like 2D.
It's like linear, right?
So I don't know. I don't know if I'll play it. And I've seen some gameplay on it. I don't know. So they took it back to original platform 2D. I don't know. I think that's a step back for me personally. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the fact that it has an 8 out of 10, I'm curious, but I'm not going to say I'll play it for sure.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Like I said, it's only January. So maybe I'll be curious. But as of right now, I'm not really interested in the 2Ds, especially coming from a 3D in the other game. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. For my anime news, well, obviously it's the spring season, so you got a bunch of new anime that's coming out. I'm not really excited about any in particular. They are coming out with like Demon Slayer, the second season, or another arc. They're coming out with Bleach, the second part of their Thousand Year War part two. And so I'm just more excited of those particularly. They do have some that I showed Mo, but to be honest with you, nothing too like crazy. Not crazy yet, because they just barely came out. I'm barely watching the first episodes on some of these, and you know, so they're like build up. So, but nothing yet that I'm like comfortable, maybe recommending you guys. There's one that I think I told you, Ryan. I told you remember. it's like a horror theme kind of anime, but it's supposed to be black and white. So I'm not too sure how that's going to look, and it has a lot of weird art. Yeah, I remember I told you it might be confusing. But other than that, like, yeah, that's all I got. The only other news that I have is that I wanted to bring up was I was telling Mo that League of Legends is on their new year, their new season, and they're kind of amping up a lot of stuff. So they got brand new changes, and it's looking to be like one of their biggest years. So I'm looking forward to that League of Legends game. But yeah, what do you got, Ryan?
Okay, right on. Well, this week was pretty busy as far as like, you know, like movie news, because as you guys know, the Golden Globes was this week. And all the, you know, the movies and shows that you would say this show would get an award, they got it. Mm. Barbie, Oppenheimer, Succession, like all the shows that everybody loved. Yeah, I can go on there as far as the Golden Gloves, but yeah, I won't. But yeah. There were no big surprise wins other than one that I'll talk about in this show because it's part of my top five of the year.
Right.
But other than that, this week, Disney Marvel dropped all five episodes of Echo.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that they've done this. I mean, obviously, it's a shorter season. Mm-hmm. If there will be a second season, if you want to say that. But they decided to drop all five episodes one day. So I'm not sure if Mo, you watched it. Me and Ruben have talked previously. He did watch it. So I don't know.
I saw a couple episodes.
Yeah, but the fact that you saw a couple, you didn't fall through.
No, it
didn't grab you. So I want to hit you first since you didn't finish it. Tell me why you didn't finish it. And then from the things that you did see, what would you rate it?
Well, for one of them for me, it was just the lack of the animation. I felt like it was kind of like, there's some scenes where I was like, that's so CGI. Like that's a green screen. You know what I mean? Like back there, which I know it's a show, but it's like, come on, man, it's Disney. It's Marvel. I thought the She-Hulk had, I felt it had better graphics than you know what I mean? But the other one was just the sign language. I think, you know, I had to read the subtitles a lot of stuff. So, I mean, not saying I'm lazy. It's just, yeah, I can't really focus on the acting if I'm reading the subtitles all the time. That's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, from what you've seen, what would you rate it?
Out of five? Probably give it like a 2.5 out of five. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair. That's not too bad.
You didn't completely say it was unwatchable. What about you, Ruben? Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were talking about it, right? And I think the only I thought it was okay. And the only, yeah, like you almost said, that was probably the biggest thing, right? The sign language. And, but I can't knock it for being like a disabled movie almost. Mm-hmm. For disabled people that would normally like know sign language. Because for people that know sign language, right? They probably didn't even need the subtitles or whatever. They just know, they read it. And there was a fair bit of action, not too much. And then there was a couple of like just plot things in the movie, in the shows that didn't really make sense. Like there was so many times they could have killed a girl, but I don't know. It just never did. Whatever.
That's fair.
Somehow it was.
Mm-hmm. That's totally fair. I saw that too.
Like, I don't know. Like just whatever. Yeah. And I mean, she's supposed to be like a, I don't know. And then her powers, not that great either. I mean, you can just get a little bit stronger or something, and you can kind of share your powers. I don't know. They didn't really do a good job explaining the powers either. It just kind of seemed like her hands light up and she can do some things. But if I could rate it, I'm more generous than Mo, because I actually did watch all of it. And I did like that they did a lot of homage to like the Native Americans. Like they did a good job representing, because they got like, it almost seemed like they got generic Native American people, because nobody was in shape, bro. Everybody was, you know what I mean? So I like that. They just kept it real. So that was pretty cool. But I would give it like a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay.
I wouldn't even go there. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And to be honest, like, I mean, you're giving it a slightly higher than I would, even though it seemed like I enjoyed it more than you did. But overall, taking from all the things you guys mentioned as far as, well, not all, because it seemed like y'all knocking it for the subtitles, when I know for sure y'all watch anime and y'all, I know y'all read subtitles, so I'm like, I don't know, like,
no, but this
time I'm not gonna for that, but it,
well, when they did the sign language, like they were both quiet, so it was just you know, you get like a minute of just them doing sign language, but it's quiet. Mm-hmm. But in anime, you got things, you got sound going on, you got music going on, so you're still getting like engaged.
We just don't know what they're saying, yeah.
Right. But in this one, they were just quiet. They were just quiet, but they were doing sign language, and nothing was really going on. So those were just kind of the weird moments, I guess.
Well, I want everybody to think my boy is anti sign language, anti deaf people.
Of course not. No.
See, like they're not going to show for that. But I like the fact that they're representing, because there's not a lot of of death superheroes getting represented, representation. Not only that, but it's not a lot of Native American representation in comics. So I have to, like, you know, take that into consideration. And as far as you guys mentioned that the action was lacking, I 100% agree. But I loved every character, like, not more so some more than others, I would say. Mm-hmm. But Maya was really, like, she carried this show. Maya Lopez, or the actress that played Maya. Yeah. It was Alakwa Fox, or Cox. I'm about to mess up her name. I'm sorry if I mess your name.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going off the dome. But you did a great job.
Yeah.
And you gorgeous. So that helped a lot. But I would say,
the reason I gave it a point, that extra was the yam shots. You know, I didn't want to.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, but it did.
Yeah. It was, she ain't got no, dang, you're gonna make me sound talking bad. She ain't got no yams.
What you mean?
She got a nice shape, but I wouldn't call it yams though.
When she was riding the bike?
Yeah, no. She got a nice little shape, but I wouldn't give her no yam point. If you're giving her a yam point, that's fair. I wouldn't. Because if you're giving her a 0.5 for the yams, then that would make sense for my 3 out of 5. I would give her a 3. If you get her 3.5, extra 5 points for her yams, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see what they do with her. Overall, you know, I like that they're the representation two ways in this show, as far as like Native American and deaf superheroes. So, so that's like a slight recommendation from us. If you guys saw it, or if you were thinking about watching it, you know, just maybe do a little research first, see what everybody else think. But I would say watch it. You know, check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Yeah, man.
Yeah, see how you feel about it. At least the first episode, just to kind of fill it out.
And it's only 5, so it's quick.
It's only 5. You probably just kill it. Just knock it out.
I knocked it out in one night.
Yeah, you can knock it out. It's fine. Just, you know, support Marvel Disney, because as of right now, we all know they need that. Because it's not looking good right now. They are struggling. My next piece of news is, in a recent interview, this actor is promoting a movie called American Fiction. You guys probably don't really know what that is, which is fair. I'm sure a lot of people don't really know what it is. I won't get into it now. It's not important. I do plan on seeing it this year, so I will throw that out there. Nonetheless, this actor is Sterling K. Brown. I don't know if you guys know who Sterling K. Brown is.
Walking Dead, right?
Was he in Walking Dead? I wouldn't know. I didn't really watch The Walking Dead. But I think I can connect all of us when I say that he was in the first Black Panther. He was in Jobu in the beginning. He was the prince in Jobu that ended up, you know, getting killed. He's in a show called All of Us. And, you know, he's a very established Black actor. Very good actor. Well, he displayed interest to play somebody in the DCEU. And I am for him playing this said character. Now, from what I just told you, that he's a Black actor and he's a very good and well-known Black actor, who do you think he want to be in the DCEU?
Black Panther?
DCEU.
He said DC. Spawn? No.
That's Image. Damn, y'all. Damn. Y'all everywhere. I was going to tell y'all. Hold on. One of y'all said a Marvel character and the other dude said Image character. Hold on. So maybe y'all not as comically inclined as I thought you were. That's what maybe miscalculation on my behalf. I thought y'all would have stayed into the DC realm, knowing that one of y'all is a DC head.
No, Cyborg. It's probably Cyborg. Come on.
This dude is not Cyborg. It is John Stewart.
Green Lantern.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, so I mean, that's the old school Green Lantern, because now they got him white.
No. Actually, Brian, he's Reynolds, more current too, because the other ones were white. So he's actually a little more current. And you want to be fair, the more current one is a female that I know of. There's a female Green Lantern. But yeah, he showed interest in being John Stewart. So I'm with it. He looks like he can play the part. Obviously, he got the acting chops for it. So I don't know if James Gunn is listening to his you know, interest, but James Gunn, if you're not, I need you to consider my boy, because he can do it.
I can see it.
And he's excited for it. So he's obviously going to put his ass in it. You know what I mean?
Paul. That's what I'm saying. I don't, when actors be like excited to do a part, It's like, I don't know why directors don't just pick him up. Like when Keanu wanted to do Constantine 2, he want to go back and do it, but they don't want to give him, you know.
Supposedly the script's already done. They say they just don't want to make the movie.
Constantine 2?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, word. Okay. I did not know that. Right on.
I mean, this is, you know, the studio's got the power.
Huh. Yep.
All right. Well, that's that news. And then for my final piece of news, they announced that Top Gun 3 is officially in the works.
Ooh.
There's going to be a third Top Gun. Now, if you'd have told me this when Top Gun first came out, I'd be like, nah. No way they're even going to make a sequel to that. But the fact that it's going to be a trilogy now, you know, is good. And it shows you how good that movie was.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good news because the original writer and the original director are returning.
Mm.
So it's going to be consistent. It's going to have the same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that. That was a good movie when it came out. It didn't make my like top list for that year, but it could have actually, now that I think about it, because it was that good. That was one of my favorite theater experiences for sure that year.
Huh.
But I'm excited for this one, like especially when it got the same writer director. So
I didn't watch it until like maybe 6 months after it came out. But it was just because like I wasn't even that interested, and just one day I was just bored and I put it on. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. They did a good job. Like I say, that first movie didn't, to me, warrant the need for a sequel, especially so like late in the game. But the fact that it actually made sense and it was a real good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos. And the fact that everybody in the sequel are returning for the third movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's in good hands. I'm looking forward to it.
And the young cast was pretty good too. Like the new
generation. Everybody did good. So like I say, Tom Cruise. Between this and Mission Impossible, man.
Yeah. These are his top.
Yeah. And y'all got to remember how old this man is. So shout out to Tom Cruise, man. I see you, bro. You doing action. You ain't trying to do like a role where you just can act. He's doing action roles continuously in his 50s. So, respect.
And his own stunts.
Yeah, and his own stunts. Yeah, let's not forget that.
Yeah, this man's crazy.
That's my movie news, though.
All right.
All righty, guys. So we're going to go into our first topic. I guess I'll start it off first. We're doing our top fives of 2023. So for my first game that I put down, it's an Xbox game. You guys probably don't know too much about it. It's called Exo Primal. And
never heard of it.
And I got a lot of hours in this game. My brother see me playing it all the time and shit. So it's one of my favorite games of last year. A reason why I like it is it's co-op and it's also PvP. So it's, you know, you can either do, matchmaking. It's all online. The story and the campaign is intertwined with the matchmaking. So as you're progressing online, you progress through the campaign. So it's a fairly short campaign, probably 10 hours, 15 hours, you know, total. I like it because it's simple, you're all fighting a common enemy. It's dinosaurs. Who doesn't like fighting dinosaurs? You know what I'm saying? So that's one of my favorite games of 2023. So then I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys my number four for my top five games. I got Starfield, and it's another Xbox exclusive. It's based in a game. It's literally like Skyrim, but in space. You play as an astronaut miner, and then you get recruited into this whole, pretty cool game. A lot of people are, you know, back and forth on it, because once you finish the campaign, it's like you just do the new game plus, so it's just pretty repetitive. But I found out that after playing it for a while, you know, the campaign changes drastically, not just you get abilities, but your companions also get superpowers pretty much, so it becomes a little bit more interesting. For number three, I got Vampire Survivor. This is actually a really fun game that I played on the Xbox, and it's what you do. You start off with different characters.
Moby playing got a whole range.
You got some hidden gems in this piece. I haven't heard of this whole so far. You're five through three. I've never heard of these games.
Well, to be fair, these are Xbox. So, Exo Prime was on PlayStation. I think that one, and then there's another one that I have. But yeah, Vampire Survivors, you play as different characters, and you're just literally getting swarmed by enemies, and they're like bugs, bats, depending on the environment. And you level up, and the more you level up, you know, you have more attack abilities. So you start off being in the middle, then you just, you know, kill off and get stronger. Very addicting game. I had to delete it just because I was playing it way too much. I was like, man, this game, damn. It's kind of hard to put down. So that's one of my favorite games of 2023 that I also played. For number two, I got The Finals. And this one just came out December of 2023, so it's a later edition. But it's literally like Fortnite and Call of Duty put together. But instead of building shit, you actually destroy shit. And it's 3v3, three players going up against three teams. And the objective is just to get money, to make money. And the team with the most money at the end of the match, or if you get to 20,000, you win the game. So pretty easy concept. Very fun, very addicting, fast paced. I use
The Finals? Finals? Yeah.
And
that's the name of the game, The Finals?
The name of the game.
And this is cross-platform?
It's cross-platform, yeah. Because I've seen people play it on PC and... Oh, yeah. Okay. I play as a light build. She cloaks, so you turn invisible, and I use a double sawed-off shotgun. So I just get in close and pow, pow, get out, reload.
Okay.
Very fun game, very fast-paced. So that's one of my favorite games also. And then for my last one, I got Super Mario Bros. Wonder. And a little bit different from the rest of the games.
Wow.
I definitely enjoy that one just because it's co-op, so play with my big bro, you know what I'm saying? Get some hours in there.
Okay, yeah, yes, absolutely.
Sir, yes, sir. The niece in there, too.
Yeah. Now, I do want to ask, I do want to say that, unfortunately, I didn't get a lot of gameplay as far as like games were last year. I know Ruben did, though, so I don't know if Ruben wanted to like throw in some honorable mentions or if he wanted like
mention some
games.
Well, we've been waiting for me to say this since the last, I don't remember which podcast I talked about the Avatar game, but I will say I've played it enough.
Yeah.
My boy forgot. Okay, so check this out. It's a good game, but after playing it now for some time, I don't know if I even considered it a game because they made it to where you could experience Avatar and it kind of lacked like a game. A lot of the mechanics were kind of just, they made it like how an Avatar person would be in the wild and everything. Right. They really wanted you to feel that, and I get it, but I don't know how well that really translated into the game. Like there's a part where you know how there's a scene in the Avatar movie where he falls on these leaves and that breaks his fall, right? So you can do that, but there's no like, so there's no map also that can guide you. There's no like really any like markers or anything to help you out. You're just gonna have like your Avatar vision, which kind of has like scent trails, but that's it. But there's no real kind of way to navigate. You kind of have to figure that out on your own. So there's this part where you can fall down those plants. I thought it was going to look more natural, but it's literally just him standing and he's just falling down the leaves. So that didn't make sense. And then you can't see yourself third person. It's all POV. So that's kind of weird already. You can't change that view. So the fighting gets kind of weird, kind of goofy a little bit. Now I'm shitting it a lot, but to be fair, like visually it looks amazing. I mean, you got everything, you got the animals, it looks pretty cool. So I remember I think I gave it a 4.5 if I remember last time on the podcast.
I don't know if I felt like it was higher than that, but it could have been a 4.
I think it was a 4.5.
That's pretty high. Because I was shocked at what you said. I was like, well, I thought like you said like 4.5, bro.
Yeah. So now playing after a while, I would give it a revised score of a 3. Yeah. Now, would I recommend this game? No, because actually a friend of mine did ask me earlier. He's like, would you recommend it? And I said, no. You know what? I should have just bought the disc and gave it to him because I would have been cheaper.
I knew it. Listen to the last episode, y'all. And listen, when I was even in shock when he gave his score, I was like, bro, are you kidding me right now? He's like, nah, man. Whose man's is this? Like, you know you're wrong. Yeah. But I mean, at least you apologize for that.
Listen, I'll take that out. I don't care. Whatever.
What other game you want to mention?
Well, that one was pretty good. And then the only other game that I played that I liked from last year was, that I actually did like, was Final Fantasy, the latest one. I actually enjoyed that game way more than like all the other games that I played, like Hogwarts.
Wow, okay. I'm actually shocked at this.
Zelda. I told you, I didn't even finish playing passing it. But yeah, I think out of all the games that I played, that one was my favorite.
Final Fantasy.
I think they're coming out with a DLC too
because I even cleared it, bro. I'm telling you, I cleared it, and I was even like, I would go back every now and then and just like work on my combos again. And I was just like, that was that.
It looked pretty aesthetically good,
yeah, bro. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's weird. I would not. Yeah. I don't even play these games. That's probably the first Final Fantasy game that I played since like the first one. So it has been a long time that I played a Final Fantasy game, but that one impressed me for sure.
Hogwarts came out last year as well, right?
Yeah, Hogwarts came out.
You didn't even mention that, so that just shows a lot as well.
Yeah.
That you didn't even mention it. And I would say the three games that I did play from 2023 was Hogwarts. Did Ragnarok come out last year?
Yes. Yeah.
God of War, Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy 16. And
Spider-Man. I forgot I played Spider-Man, but I still think Final Fantasy is better than...
Wow.
In my opinion.
Wow.
Because Spider-Man is like short and sweet.
Like still. Once you play it, like, once long. You pass it, you're like, I don't really feel the need to go back to it.
Not much. Mm-hmm.
This is okay. Okay. So what I was getting at is that the games that I did play, I played Hogwarts. I still have not, and I don't even know if I will go back and play that.
Man.
And I wanted to play it because, you know, I know Ruben established some interest in it. Another friend did, and I wanted to be hyped for it. It didn't even look good in the trailers that I've seen and in the gameplay footage that I've seen. But as far as the overall game, it wasn't for me. Like I said, I feel like since I spent money, I feel like I got to see it through, but I don't know when I will. But it won't be anytime soon. And then as far as Final Fantasy, same thing. Like, it was a little different as far as like the combat system. I'm more of the turn-based, the classic Final Fantasy, but I appreciate the fact that they try to like, you know, do something different with it. Mm-hmm. But that kind of, I don't know, it messed with me. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. It felt like it was too easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is weird. Like, I feel like this is way too easy for a Final Fantasy game. I'm pulling off combos. I'm just pressing buttons. Like, there's a mode you can play at to where you don't even have to do much. And they'll automatically do all the killer combos for you, like anything you want them to do. I'm like, oh, heck no, y'all made it this easy. So it kind of took me out of it. So I didn't even go back to that one. And then I did play Ragnarok. That was the last game I played of 2023. Mm. And I've yet to go back and play that. Now I think I bought that maybe 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
I played it initially. And I don't know. I wasn't impressed. So like out of the three games that I did play from last year, I don't even know out of those three I would even.
That's crazy.
Know. Yeah, so I don't know. I was more looking forward to the games that I saw from the Game Awards that they announced that's going to be coming out this year. I'm more excited for that.
Hmm.
So, but as far as the games that I played from last year, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I'm not impressed.
Damn. And,
yes, I mean, take it as you will, but.
Man, you're totally a tougher. I think you're a tougher critic than me and Mo, because me and Mo would play just about anything. I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, we're a little bit more diverse too. I think in our game because he plays PC games and he plays console games, so it's like.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll see what this year brings, but I don't know. All right, Ruben, what you got for the top five anime?
So starting off at five, this is an anime that. Definitely Ryan would never like, but this is one of me and Mo's favorite, but it's called Spy Family. And the premise is, you got this, like CIA agent who's like the top of his class, right? He's given a task to kind of get a wife and a kid. So he ends up finding a wife that kind of has similar interests, that she's trying to like lay low. So she needs to find a husband and build this kind of made up.
She's family. Secretly an assassin.
But she's like, yeah, a secret.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she's secretly this like top notch assassin. But then you need a kid, right? So then they go and adopt a kid. Her name is Anya, who ends up having a power that she is psychic, so she can hear people's, you know, thoughts and what they're thinking. But the parent and the mom and dad don't know that. So neither of them know that they're all like doing some shit on the side, but they all know, but they all need a family. So they all kind of like, unbeknownst to them, kind of, yeah. And then later on in the second season, they end up getting a dog that can predict the future. He can see the future.
Yeah. A dog can see the future.
Yeah.
Hold on, sir. I need to pause right now because need you to tell me how they communicate to know this dog.
Well, that's the thing is they don't know that the dog can see the future. Only the dog knows that he can see the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the dog gets like an image of something happening, something bad happening. And the way, the only one that kind of knows is Anya, because she can read minds. So she can not see what he's thinking, but she can kind of like almost like hear it, I guess, or kind of like, maybe see it a little bit. She can't see it, right? When he has like a vision, she can partially see it also. So then she kind of knows what's going on in the future. So she later on, like, she kind of helps and does things that will prevent that future from happening, because the more things she does, then she gets that vision, and then that vision is not there anymore of chaos. So then that tells her like, oh, okay, I did fix the future somehow. It's a weird team. It's a weird family, but they all got their secrets, but they're all trying to get along and do this kind of like secret mission. And it's just full of like comedy, and it's more like a, I don't know, like a wholesome kind of anime.
Okay.
But it does have like some cool, like action scenes, like when they do fight some crooks or bad guys or whatever. And that's pretty cool. But that's just five. That's on number five list. Number four is Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War.
Nice.
You know, the first part ended, and then they're coming out with the second part this year. And I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, just the animation, the fact that they're killing off a lot of the main characters. Yeah, they're killing them off, but they don't care. Like, dudes is like they're not showing nobody no mercy. Like, this, the amount of killing that they've done, that's what they call it, the 1,000-year blood war. Like, there's a lot of death in this anime.
Okay.
And I remember I told you about it like a couple times. I don't know if you ended up getting into it, but yeah, like, it got a lot of hype last year, and I feel like it delivered. So I put it number four. Number three is, you guys know this one, is Demon Slayer, the Swordsmith Village arc. Obviously, you know, I mean, it was, to me, I think this season, and I hate that a lot of these animes are kind of doing this thing now where they'll like show you half seasons or
arcs.
I don't know, four season episodes. I don't know what they're doing. Like, I get the politics behind it, whatever. I don't know what's going on over there in the studios or whatever. But it's kind of crazy how they're sprinkling it onto us. But I did like how it ended. Like, you got a cool like cliffhanger revelation. I want to spoil it for people that haven't seen it, but it had a lot of cool and the animation, bro. It's on point. Like, I was telling Mo, like, this anime, actually, there's parts that it does look pretty horrific. Like, not horrific, like, bad, but, like, the horror in there. Like, if you're watching it at night, like, it can get kind of scary the way they kind of...
Were?
Yeah, some episodes were kind of like that, bro. You can, because some of these demons, they're so powerful that the shit they do is, like, they just be chopping off people's heads. Like, it's crazy. So yeah, so that's my number three. Now number two, obviously this one got a 10 on IGN, but it's on Attack on Titan, The Last Chapters. Obviously, it's one of the biggest animes that came out last year, got a lot of hype.
Yeah.
This is one of those another animes that they kind of split up in parts. Mm-hmm. I hated that shit, bro, because like they just give you one, you gotta wait a whole bunch of months. Like, why y'all doing that, you know? Stupid. But yeah, they delivered. But the only, you know, I was going to put this lower, but I just felt like for what it was, it should be higher. But the only reason why I wanted to put it lower was because the ending was kind of weird, because in the end, Eren Jaeger, he did all this to kind of like protect his people and to kind of, he did this whole genocide so that him and the other people that didn't like their kind would get along. But then they fast forward years later and then the conflict begins again, but in the future. So it all repeats itself again. So nothing really. So I don't know if they're going to come up with more, but it's like they left it like that. Like, oh, in the end, it didn't even matter what Aaron did. That's basically how it ended.
Wow.
So I thought that was like a weird ending, bro. Like,
that's fair.
If they did it to like maybe have something in the future, you know, because
that's why they did it.
Because in the end, like it happened again where I think it was like an old man, I think, found the seed that started it all, the whole Titans. So I'm guessing they're going to do it again. I don't know, but whatever. It'd be interesting to see, I guess. So for my number one, and I feel like with this one and Attack on Titan could have been one.
Yeah.
But Jujutsu Kaisen for me, and I'm pretty sure Mo will tell you too, like, bro, this anime has blown our minds. Like, we watching this shit and our minds is like, we'll look at each other like, who, like the just how clear and crisp the animation looks. And when I'm telling you, bro, that this shit look, and I was even telling Mo, like, man, this anime is kind of scary. Like, I was actually kind of getting kind of scared. There was parts in there where you can actually get, like, I was scared, like, because we're watching this at night, and I was telling Mo, like, damn, it's just kind of scary. Like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. If I was, because I try to put myself in the situation sometimes, the characters, and I just think, like, man, if that was me, what the fuck would I do? I'm over here getting split in half. I can't do nothing about it. But I did want to say an honorable mention because it was a big anime. It's not one of my top animes just because preference wise, but I know the one is most top. But One Piece, you know, they finally ended their last arc with the.
Well, they had the Wano arc, names, but the King. Kaido, and then now they went to the
arc. Yeah, the final, yeah.
Arc.
Yeah. So that's going to be the new arc. But, you know, towards the end, they really upped the animation. I was even telling them I was impressed. I was like, now I can probably watch this anime. And actually, the new season now, it looks pretty nice. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty crisp, too.
Yeah, that first episode, huh? The first episode, it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But all a little right. honor. I know people are going to say, what about that
One Piece? Yeah.
And you always got your One Piece.
You don't have to, but, you know, at least you honorable mentioned it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to do it for the fans, or you honestly think that it's worth an honorable mention.
But, yeah, you know, man. Bro, it's like 1,000 something for what it is. Longest running anime. I mean, you got to give it some props, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And to be fair, before you even made your list, I knew what your number one was going to be.
What?
So I know. I just already knew because
I've been bugging you about it like so much, bro. I've been telling you.
Y'all been talking about that anime, like all the episodes. I was like, that's. I already knew you're number one. I 100% knew it already. So I'm not even shocked. But yeah, that makes sense.
Nice.
What about you? Mo, you got any like?
For mine, I like the Chainsaw Man. I thought that was pretty good.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
It must have was like earlier last year, huh?
Yeah, it was last year.
Crazy. I did like that. I totally forgot about it. I forgot it was in 2023.
Mm-hmm. The manga is getting late right now, so I'm really curious to see how the animation comes out on that.
Oh yeah, that's coming out this year too. Next season.
Yeah. So
yeah.
The manga or the season two of anime?
Season two. Yeah.
Oh, word? Oh, okay. Hell yeah. That's what I'm
looking forward to. In the manga, not to spoil it too much, but he's fighting early. They just introduced the Dark Devil, Darkness Devil, which is pretty OP. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you always got to have somebody that's OP. We know how anime works. You got to have somebody for them to, you know, overcome things. With, so.
Another one for me that I liked was the Gundam Mercury. That one was pretty crazy, just aesthetically.
Hmm.
Really nice. Good animation.
Yeah, that could have been an honorable mention too.
Yeah. I didn't even know Gundam was still going, to be fair. That's good, especially considering how long that's been out and that is still like on someone's honorable mention list, if anything. So
I was gonna impressive. Say second season of Invincible is coming out too. Is that like anime? That's not anime, but it's like animation.
It's not Japanese animation, but it's still animation.
Anime,
so I guess it counts, but I was more leaning into the J animation.
Yeah,
but definitely we're looking forward to the second half of that because it definitely picked up. I was a little worried about it when it first started, but that season finale, or the mid-season finale, if you will. So I'm assuming from here it can only go ham, because they already did all the little intro. They already did all the prep work to get you for, you know, to the next, I don't know, I think in the other four episodes is going to be, or three or four. So definitely.
And the last one I think that I can remember is Undead Unluck. That one came out later, 2023. I enjoyed it. It's actually very getting pretty interesting in my opinion. So I'm interested to see that one.
Yeah.
Those will be my top three last year.
All right, Rad, what you got for your top five movies?
So
I know this is gonna be hard for you, bro, because you
know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do want to say off the top that I mentioned this on a side conversation with Ruby and Mo. How many movies I watched. Oh no, I put you in the text too. How many movies I watched last year? I watched over 80 movies in 2023. 8-0.
I don't know how you keep track.
Nah.
Now, out of these 80 movies, I wasn't like this. It wasn't a lot of movies that really like stood out to me. So to me personally, 2023 as a whole, as far as like all genres of movies, I'll do my horror genre in another episode. I wasn't impressed. So my top five is weird, bro. Like I even looked at my top five. I was like, wow. Cause I'm gonna say right now, off top, the movies that everybody else had on their top five are not on mine. And by that I mean Godzilla Minus One. I mean Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I mean Barbie.
Yeah.
All those movies that everybody seemed to praise were just okay to me. And they were like that. I enjoyed them for the experience, I guess. But they didn't crack my top five, and it's weird. So I'm blown away by my top five. So I'm really excited to.
So you probably got no like blockbuster movies then.
Nope.
Damn.
I just looked at it. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Maybe one. Maybe one.
Oh, okay.
Is like highly praised this year, but coincidentally, this particular movie didn't get any. It didn't get the awards that I feel it deserved. Over you know Oppenheimer, Barbie, and all that stuff. So I was a little disappointed in that, because I feel like this movie was way better than Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Okay.
But nonetheless, my number five was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Mutant Mayhem.
Hey, come on,
let's go!
I don't care what anybody says. Well, it was a good movie. I don't care what anybody says. I had a
ball in this theater, man. That movie it took me through all the emotions. It took some unexpected turns that at first I didn't really know I would care about. Kind of threw me out a little bit, but the way everything wrapped was it worked out. Like I said, the teenage aspect was fine. Everything, like the characters, the story, the action, the animation kind of was weird to me too, but you know.
But it worked.
It worked for this particular franchise. If it was any other franchise, I'd probably be like, eh. But to have that mutant moniker and to have the characters look like they did, it made sense. So that's fine. And like I said, I do want to say that this edged out the Spider-Man movie because that movie is highly praised too, and it's on a lot of people's top five. But
people calling that thing a masterpiece because
it's not. I'm sorry. Whatever y'all see that I don't see, that's fine. We're all gonna have our opinions. But to me, this movie, I had a way better theater experience with this movie than I did with that Spider-Man movie. And I'm a Spider-Man fan. We all know this.
Yeah,
I'm a Spider-Man guy.
That's true.
So the fact that, you know, I enjoyed this movie, and like I say, it's weird because this movie is one of the highest ranking movies on my list, and it's 4 out of 5 that we gave it on the show. I went back and time traveled a little bit. But it's lower than my number 4 and number 3 in ratings. Or higher, I'm sorry. But my 4 and 3 are higher or lower. So it's weird. Like I say, my list is weird. Like I was like, I got a whole different list. So my number 4 was Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1.
That's a good movie.
The theater experience for that was like, I enjoyed it. Tom Cruise did his thing. The storyline was cool. I'm looking forward to the second half this year. Like I said, we already gave a little Tom Cruise some praise as far as like his stunt work, and just him continuing to do action despite his age is like just amazing. So. That movie, I went back in time as well. I gave that one a 3.5 out of 5. So, but I enjoyed it. It's my number four. I don't care what nobody say. I don't think it was on anybody's top five, but I had a ball in the theater watching that movie. So now these are the movies, my top three. I'll be surprised if you guys even seen or heard about these movies. Because I know I'm a little different as far as like what I like. So my number three was They Clone Tyrone. Okay,
Netflix?
I was curious to see it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be another like Madea thing. I'm not gonna get maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. You know what? When you're thinking about like the, especially the story is going into black culture and black neighborhoods and stuff like that. Yeah, that's fair. I would say I'm not surprised that you guys didn't watch it, but nonetheless, John Boyega plays like a drug dealer. You got Jamie Foxx as a pimp. Come on, bro. Tiana Paris from the Marvels. You got her as a prostitute with her gorgeous ass. And you got this trio trying to figure out what's going on in her neighborhood. And when you find out what's really going on, it makes sense, but more in a sci-fi way. But it was something I can see happening. You know what I mean? So I loved it, man. I had a ball, man. I didn't think I was going to like this movie this much. Honestly, when I watched it, I didn't think it would make my top five. Never would have thought. But the fact that I couldn't stop thinking about it after I watched it, and by the way, it came out the week of Barbie and Oppenheimer.
That's why I didn't even hear that much about it, bro.
I didn't want to mention that. So that would make sense. A lot of people didn't watch it or fell under a lot of people's radars, but I highly recommend it. It's really good. You guys probably won't like it as much as I did because you probably couldn't relate to some of the things that you know was going on, or maybe you could. It's not as black, quote unquote, as you think it is. But I recommend that you guys watch it. It's good, man.
Now I want to watch it then.
It's really good. Like I said, I highly recommend. My number two is a Martin Scorsese movie. And this is weird because I've never enjoyed one of his movies. And it took me to the end of the last year to watch this movie. And I was just bored one day. I was like, you know what? This movie's getting like a lot of like praise, and I'm like, and the fact that it's almost 4 hours, I'm like, ugh.
Is that the one with
there you go. The Killers of the Flower Moon is my number two movie. And if you ask anybody, would this even make my top five? The fact that the content of this movie that I even watched it is like commentary in itself. But man, I didn't feel none of that runtime, bro. Me, Mr. ADD, I can't sit still without picking up my phone.
Yeah.
Didn't, bro, the between Leo, between Robert De Niro, between Lily Gladstone, my God, the acting in this movie is top notch. The pacing of this movie, Oppenheimer got all the accolades. This is why I'm upset, because Oppenheimer got more accolades in this movie, and I'm blown away because the performances in this movie are way better than Oppenheimer.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaps and bounds. Like, it's ridiculous how good this movie is compared to Oppenheimer, bro. Like, it's, and I'm blown away because everybody is talking about Oppenheimer, and it's like,
bro, I didn't even hear this movie, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. And this movie is so, bro, whenever y'all get a chance, if y'all just want to have a, you know, you and Mo want to watch this, please put it on. It's really good, man.
The Killers of the Moon is like 20 something minutes longer than Oppenheimer. So it's almost the same.
Oppenheimer. I did not feel this movie.
That's what I'm saying. I bet you it felt longer for you to watch Oppenheimer than this one,
absolutely.
Right?
I felt every minute of Oppenheimer. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, y'all need to do something. But this, between like every scene had either Leo and somebody else, or Robert De Niro and somebody else, or Lily Gladstone and somebody else, or even the characters that are on the side were great. But I'm telling you, man, you want to get like some acting 101 on some movie, this is it. And I don't even talk about Martin Scorsese directing, bro. I don't have a lot of bad to say about this movie. And if I had to give it a rating,
after Dawn,
I give it a 4 out of 5.
Damn.
Cause I can't give it a higher rating than my number one movie. I just can't.
Right.
But high recommend that y'all watch this movie, man. Like, it was really good. Hell, I watch it with y'all, and I'll gladly give another 3.5 hours of my life.
Damn.
If y'all want to just come over and watch it, bro, it's that good. So that's my number two.
I mean, you always give us the fire. So you recommending it, it's obviously good.
Bro. Oh, you know. Like, I don't play around, man. Like, I'm going to give you the real. So, yeah, man. And then my number one, some people won't be surprised at this. Some of my family members, I know some coworkers, maybe some other friends might not be surprised at my number one.
It's hard.
I am highly surprised at my number one because I wasn't even going to watch this movie.
Huh.
This was around, I want to say, Thanksgiving weekend. I just needed to get out of the house. I had a hangover.
Mm.
I didn't get some air, walk around. This movie is called Saltburn.
Bro, what?
That's my number one movie. Oh my God.
The one on Hulu?
Is it on Hulu? I think it's on Prime.
Yeah, remember Robert? We saw it.
Oh yeah, no, it's on Prime. Yeah, he right.
But man. When I tell you, when I saw the trailer for this movie and I saw the premise, I was like, okay, you know, it's the typical, like, you know, guy, you know, lower class guy tries to fit in with the higher class family and what happens, you know, when he tries to fit in. And and to be fair to the marketing team, that's what they played the trailer as it was going to be. So, like I said, I wasn't really like excited for that. I'm like, but you know, it got me. I was bored, you know, we'll see a movie tonight or today rather. Man. It wasn't that. Mm-mm. That is not what this movie is about, sir. I mean, it is, but the whole circle of this movie, I was blown away, bro. Like, my expectation was like, what is happening right now? Now, not only is this my number one movie, this is my number one movie experience in a theater since Endgame.
What?
Hands down. And now, and even when I say this, it was maybe, let's see, one, two, it was maybe like 80 of us in the theater.
Wow.
But what I tell you, the audible moans and the audible, oh my God, and the audible, oh, like one lady got up and dipped.
Yeah, a bit.
Huh.
She couldn't take it. She was drinking. She left her drink, her food, got up, and I thought she went to the bathroom. Yeah. She didn't come back.
Damn.
The stuff that happened in this movie, bro. What? Is this real? Like, is it really showing us right now? Like, for real? Is this person doing this?
Recorded this? Bro, like, made this into a movie,
bro.
Let me ask you a question. Were there some penis shots?
Yes.
Okay, I ain't watching it. Damn.
Oh, stop! Dude, you see him giggling? You be alright. You be alright. And it's not to the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Okay.
All right. Maybe. I'm gonna think about it. It might be one more in between, but it's short. It's short. But the main ding-a-ling you're going to see is the last 5 minutes.
I ain't watching no ding-a-ling for no 5 minutes. Movie, man,
it's a little dick. It's fine, man. You know? It's fine. It serves. If it was like gratuitous penis, that just because it just shows some dick, I'd be hot.
I'm sorry. Most penises are gratuitous, sir.
Well, one made sense.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. This is me saying some dick made sense.
Converted you, Ryan. This is a conversion movie. You know?
Nah, bro.
When you see the context of why there's penis in said scene, it makes sense. That's all I'm saying. So as a whole, man, like I say, I had a ball, man. That theater experience. Oh my God, I can't rate this movie enough. And this was almost a perfect score. Like, I don't, I don't give 4.5s out. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I don't, because the next at 4.5 is perfect. That's a 5.5. I don't do that. I'm not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a 4.5 out of 5 for me.
Easy.
Damn. I would watch this movie. Anytime somebody would say I want to watch a movie and they say, I heard this Saltburn movie. Oh, let's play. Let's go. I highly recommend. This movie was great. The acting was great. The story was great. The way it rapped was great. The soundtrack was great. The cinematography was great. The sound is, bro, I don't. Oh, the only reason why I can't give it a perfect because it's not that. Like I said, for me to give a movie a 5.5, it got to be like, but
it got to move you.
Yeah, but still, man, I wasn't moved, but the shock factor and the unexpected way it unfolded and that theater experience helped a lot to give it this 4.5. So I don't know if you guys will watch it, and it's probably not something you guys would care about.
Let me ask you this. After you watch this movie, did you have nightmares?
Oh, no. No nightmares. It's not a horror movie. It's more like I don't even know how to categorize this movie. It's not even okay. If I have to give it I'll say it was a thriller.
Yeah, seems like a thriller.
I'll say erotic thriller. I'm gonna throw erotic in there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's a horny movie, sir. It's highly horny. Man. It's right. Now that I think about it, because one of my favorite movies is Cruel Intentions. I don't know if you guys seen that or heard of it.
No, yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies. This is Cruel Intentions on crack. This is Cruel Intentions 2.0. And like I said, I already sung his praises, but I can't, like I said, I can't really convince you otherwise than what I already said about it. This movie is great. So if y'all haven't seen Saltburn, go see it. I loved it. Number one movie of 2023.
Nice. Damn. That's crazy. I seen it, but I seen some things on TikTok where they were saying some things. And I was like, you know what? It don't seem like something I would want to watch.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I'm being honest. But
that's 100% fair. But if you're going off of me, you know how I rate movies. You already said it. Since I said my number two, you know how I am.
I probably could watch it and just forward some parts. You know what I mean? Just forward the areas.
You'd be all right. I don't even think
you ever see Brokeback Mountain?
That's not even comparable. Not even comparable.
Okay.
That is a whole different kind of movie. I would never watch something like that. Yeah, nah. If this movie would end up being something like that, yeah, I wouldn't have put it so high on my list. 100% guarantee. Yeah, this is not that. Like I said, the movie premise and what happens in a movie theater from what they gave you in the marketing is totally different. So,
let me ask you, how much of the yams did that influence you?
My score?
Yeah.
There's no yams in this movie, sir.
What?
It's all male yams? Just
kidding. If you want to say it's male yams, yes. It's more penis than boobies or female. This is more of a male focused. Yeah. So that should say a lot. That my score is not influenced by the yams at all.
Interesting.
So
that's interesting. That's usually what sways me. But
yep. No yams.
It's an adult movie and there ain't no yams season.
Ain't no yams in here, bro. Yeah. But like I say, it's still great. I had one of my favorite. I'm looking forward to see what's gonna top this theater experience for this year. But yeah. For 2023, or just like the last movies I've seen, even that's my crazy
because you pick no movies that are like the ones that were hyped for, and that should just show like people listening that like this last year was pretty. Would you say this last year was pretty weak for movies?
It was overrated. That's what I say about 2023. There's a lot of overrated movies that got a lot of praise. That is the praise is warranted, but not as much as it got. Like I said, Godzilla was fine. I don't know if I'll watch it again. Oppenheimer was fine. I probably won't watch that again. Barbie was fine. It's not. I'm not going. You know.
Yeah.
Like I said, we gave those movies good scores. But the rewatchability of it, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's facts.
All right.
Well, this has been another episode of the TBNP. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit us up on the X. Hit us up on YouTube. The face, the Insta, anywhere you watch us, don't forget to show us love and support. Once again, we appreciate you guys for checking us out on our reminisce of 2023 top fives. So signing out, this is your host, Young Mo.
This is Ryan.
And it's Rue.
Peace, guys. We'll see you guys next time.